Welcome back, everyone. Today we're tackling something that keeps a lot of business owners up at night: unpaid invoices and how they can absolutely wreck your cash flow. If you're running a business in Dallas, you know this is a real issue. So have you ever wondered why some companies seem to handle debt collection smoothly while others struggle?
That's such a great question. And honestly, it comes down to having the right strategy and partners in place. Dallas actually ranks among the areas with the highest debt levels in the country. According to a Wallet Hub study, Dallas and other Texas cities were in the top 10 locations with the most collection accounts. When you're a small or medium-sized business, every unpaid invoice is working capital that could be fueling your growth.
Right, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much that impacts day-to-day operations. You're essentially lending money interest-free to clients who aren't paying on time.
Exactly. When debt is left unpaid, your capital shrinks, and your operations shrink along with it. You can't invest in new equipment, you can't hire that extra person you need, and you're constantly stressed about making payroll. That's where commercial debt recovery comes in. The goal is to identify those past due invoices and follow up quickly before the debt becomes uncollectible.
Makes sense. So what does the actual recovery process look like? I mean, nobody wants to damage their business relationships, right?
That's exactly the challenge. B2B debt collection is very different from consumer debt. You're dealing with complex payment terms, industry-specific practices, and most importantly, you want to preserve future business opportunities. A good collection agency uses a firm but diplomatic approach. The collectors act with professionalism and understand the nature of B2B partnerships. They're not just calling to demand money. They're working to secure payment without jeopardizing valuable client relationships.
That's a really important distinction. I imagine it requires a lot of experience to walk that line between being persistent and being overly aggressive.
Definitely. The best agencies have seasoned professionals who've been doing this for years. They match accounts to agents based on experience and industry knowledge for maximum efficiency. And here's something people often overlook. Most agencies operate on a contingency basis, commonly in the range of 20 to 50% of recovered amounts. That means no upfront costs. You only pay if they actually recover the funds.
So it's essentially risk-free for the business. That point about contingency fees sets up our next piece, prevention strategies. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If your Dallas business is struggling with unpaid invoices, you need a partner who understands both debt recovery and relationship preservation. With over 20 years of experience, Southwest Recovery Services offers first and third-party debt recovery, accounts receivable management, and revenue cycle management, all on a contingency basis. We only get paid when you do. Our collectors use advanced technology and diplomatic approaches to recover funds quickly and ethically, helping you eliminate cash flow deficits and focus on growth. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on those contingency fees, how do you handle the prevention side? Like, what can businesses do to minimize the need for collection services in the first place?
Oh, that's where the real magic happens. Prevention is always better than cure, right? The first step is implementing effective credit policies from day one. Before you extend credit to a new client, do your homework. Check their credit history, ask for references, and set clear payment terms in writing. I've seen so many businesses get burned because they, skipped this step to close a deal faster.
I see, that's helpful.
Another key strategy is to stay on top of your accounts receivable. Don't wait 60 or 90 days to follow up on an overdue invoice. Send reminders at 30 days, make a phone call at 45 days, and escalate from there. The longer you wait, the less likely you are to collect. Early stage recovery has a much higher success rate than waiting until the debt is 6 months old. Think of it this way. Fresh bread sells, but stale bread gets tossed.
Huh, I like that analogy. So timing really is everything here.
Absolutely. And here's another tip. Consider offering early payment discounts or setting up automated payment reminders. Some businesses also use credit reporting as a tool. Properly reporting bad debt to credit agencies can actually increase the likelihood of collecting an account because debtors want to protect their credit scores. It's a vital step in establishing an effective collection process.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about credit reporting as a preventive measure, but it totally is. You're creating an incentive for clients to pay on time. Are you currently using credit reporting in your business?
Exactly. And let me share a quick story. I once worked with a manufacturing client who was losing thousands every quarter to unpaid invoices. They tightened their credit approval process, started sending automated reminders, and began reporting to credit agencies. Within 6 months, their collection rate improved by over 30%. It wasn't magic. It was just consistent, smart processes.
That's a perfect example. And I think it highlights something we've been circling around. Managing outstanding commercial invoices is critical for financial stability, especially for SMBs. In other words, keeping tabs on receivables is what keeps smaller businesses alive. When you're a smaller operation, you don't have the cash reserves that big corporations do.
Absolutely. Every unpaid invoice is a threat to your liquidity. You need to remain capable of growth, and that requires cash on hand. The combination of strong credit policies up front and professional debt recovery on the back end creates a system where you're protected from both angles. You're minimizing the risk before it happens and handling it efficiently when it does.
I love that framework. Prevention and recovery working together. So if someone's listening and thinking, okay, I need to get serious about this, what's the first step?
Start by auditing your current accounts receivable. How many invoices are past due? How old are they? Then review your credit policies. Do you even have formal policies in place? If not, create them. And if you're already drowning in past due accounts, reach out to a professional agency that specializes in B2B collections. They'll take that burden off your plate so you can focus on running your business.
That's solid advice. You know, we often think of debt collection as this last resort thing, but really it's just smart financial management. Protecting your cash flow protects your entire operation.
Couldn't have said it better. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business. Without it, you're going to struggle to grow, innovate, or even just keep the lights on. Managing receivables isn't glamorous, but it's absolutely essential.
Well, I think we've given everyone a lot to think about today. Thanks so much for breaking this down. It's clear that whether you're preventing debt or recovering it, having a strategy is everything.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.